The Joy Unleashed show empowers and inspires women to reclaim their joy. We provide tools, resources, and connections to help you unlock your true potential through engaging conversations, expert insights, and transformative stories. We create a vibrant and inclusive community where women can break free from the limitations that hold them back. I'm Joyologist Colleen Greco, and it is my honor to be your host. Let's get right into the show. If you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you don't quite know your purpose, or maybe you know it, but you just can't find the path toward it. If you're uncomfortable in your own skin and want to finally master self-love, then we need to talk. I'm Colleen Greco, and I'm your Joyologist. I help women just like you to reclaim the joy they feel is missing in their life through mindset coaching and nutrition coaching. Whether you have weight to lose or simply need to get your gut in check, I've got you. We'll work together to retire limiting beliefs. Those are the stories that are keeping you from your purpose. I need you to hear me. Those are the stories that we need to get rid of in order to get you on your path to your purpose. We will work together to get you that life you've always dreamed of. It would be my honor to connect with you. Reach out to me via Instagram at @ColleenGreco or email Colleen@ColleenGreco.com. Let's get you back to the show. Welcome back to another episode of Joy Unleashed. I'm Colleen Greco, your humble host and resident joyologist. And today I am so excited to introduce you to Becky Freeman. We will now welcome her to the show. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey there, Colleen. I am so, so happy to be finally having this chat with you. We have had a couple of false starts, so it's awesome to be here and chatting with you on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Thank you. And you know, when I had somebody else with a similar scenario where we had to reschedule a couple of times, and we both agreed that it was like, we don't know that it would have been as good.
Yes.
Right. Yes, like it's just the right message is at the right time. And I don't know, it's just all the universe is a tricky place, but a magical place that I think has no coincidences. So
I absolutely 100% believe that what we're going to chat about today is it's a message someone out there needs to hear at this moment in time, and then that's 100% the reasons we've rescheduled, and today we are here.
We are here. This is my victory dance or something. I don't know. I actually do it on quite a few shows, and I have no idea why. So if you see it, it's like my happy dance.
I do see it. I think that's lovely. And you know what? It's just, I think I'm all about incidental movement too. And I think, you know, when you're sitting at the desk for long stretches of time, I think anything that you can do to move and still remain in the zone, that's all about that.
Go ahead, and for everybody listening and watching, give us an idea of who Becky is.
Okay, so I am a mother. I am to three grown children. They're all off doing their own thing, so well and truly, you know, spread their wings. And now I am a business owner. I created and founded my business, Breathe and Blossom, at the age of 49 years old. So well and truly into the second half of my life. And so now my passion, Colleen, is really about, you know, supporting women to transition into and thrive in the second half of their lives.
I absolutely love it. I heard a term the other day, and I feel like I've heard it before, but when I reacted to it, it was like I hadn't. So I'm just going to pretend I heard it for the first time, called encore entrepreneur. Oh. So it's like you're the second half of your life, you're becoming an entrepreneur. So you and I are both encore entrepreneurs.
That's what we are. Yes, a 100% encore entrepreneur.
I know it doesn't really roll off the tongue, but I kind of like it. So I just thought I'd share that.
Yeah. It's apt, isn't it?
Yeah. So we were talking before we got started, and I was talking to another guest several weeks ago saying, why don't we hit record right when we got on the call? Because some of the best conversations come from just, you know, reconnecting. But we started talking a little bit about, you know, life after, not necessarily when you get to empty nest time, although that is really important too, but it actually kind of starts before that when your kids are sort of like late teens, early 20s, maybe, you know, they've gathered some independence. And I was curious if you'd be willing to share kind of like your story and your experience with your children and how you very gently, you know, supported them as they led or fled, I don't know which, the nest.
Yeah, I'd love to, because I think that that for me really is the start of my business journey in particular, because, you know, the first half of women's life generally, you know, we're deep in the trenches of that kind of mother energy, and whether we have children or we don't have children, that kind of first half. And when I say half, I kind of look to pre sort of, you know, up to 40. So pre 40 is what I kind of roughly term that kind of first half, where you're deep in that mother energy of nurturing and nourishing and creating a home for others. So whether that's, you know, as I said, whether that's children, whether that's hubby, whether that's, you know, nurturing your career, that's where your focus and energy goes. And then when we move beyond and into that kind of sort of 45-ish plus, then you, I think you're moving into the energy of Marga or crone or wise woman. Now, I realize that some people may have, you know, some negative connotations attached to, particularly to the label of crone. However, I am all about embracing that as a positive, joyous stage and season in women's life. And I think that just the fact that there is, you know, sometimes that negative vibe or connotation with the word crone, I think we need to explore and examine that. Like, because in fact, I would strongly suggest that this stage of life is one of such incredible liberation and value, and to be absolutely embraced and celebrated.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, I talk a lot with my clients and actually on some of the shows too around mirroring. And so if that term does spin you up a little bit, maybe that's a mirror that you need to tap into, because words don't come with emotion. We attach emotion to words. Mm. So I would encourage people, if they are a little miffed at the moment, they should just dig into that and figure out what that's about, because it doesn't have to be that way. Our house number is 13. I was like, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It doesn't have to be a negative thing. This could be a lucky house. Who knows? It's all what we, you know, define it to be. So
absolutely,
you keep using whatever word you want to use, as long as it doesn't cause a fine with the FCC. But
Yeah, absolutely. Leave those ones alone. But I think, you know, and that's certainly, Colleen, part of the work I do supporting clients is actually digging into the stories that we tell ourselves, or society, the patriarchy has kind of shoved into, you know, our consciousness about what being a woman in this stage of life and season of life means, and really unpacking that doing some of that deep work in terms of unpacking those stories and rewriting and recreating the narrative. And we get to do that. We get to do that for ourselves. And that's a lot of the work that I do. But going back to how I found myself as a encore entrepreneur, it really did start as I went through some incredible life changes at the age of 40. I'm trying to think now, what it was, 47, I'm going to go, 47. No, maybe a bit earlier, 46, 47, when my 18-year unhappy marriage broke down finally. It kind of just, it died. the marriage. So I found myself then at that, you know, late stage, you know, having the opportunity of a fresh start. And I grabbed it and ran with it. I had, you know, my youngest child was the only one I had left at home. The other two had left and were very much doing their own thing. And I had, my youngest son was left with me. And in his final years of school and sort of, you know, that first year post-separation, it was very much setting up, you know, the practical stuff that and the work, you know. And even though it was an unhappy marriage, there was still that kind of, oh, you know, you've been a wife for so long, now what am I? I'm a separated. What does that mean? You know? and it's grief attached, even though it was a joy to be liberated. There's still grief because you've devoted so much of your life and energy to this relationship, and it's now not there. It's gone.
Well, your identity and like the labels that you have used to define who you are have now changed.
Absolutely. And it was really about sort of the first year that was all very much doing that practical work for myself. Then as I moved into the second year and his final year of schooling, he had made no bones about the fact that he, as soon as he had put the pencil down from his final exam paper, he was going to be out of our small country town. I live in a very tiny country town, and he was heading down to join his brother in the big bright lights of the city. So I really kind of had to think long and hard and take that final year to work out what I was going to do when that happened, you know. So I really felt that I had virtually a year to prepare myself and find something else to pour my energy into and to create a purposeful, meaningful, fulfilling life for myself. So then I started doing the work. I started, you know, examining what it was that lit me up, what I loved doing, what brought me joy, what I thought, what I could envisage for myself, in the future. And Breathe and Blossom was born.
Isn't that beautiful? It's always amazing to me when people share their stories to see how, you know, for my own personal story, trouble is your transportation was the phrase I anchored myself to get us through the really hard times that we were going through as a family. And I just held on like as hard as I could to that phrase, trouble is your transportation, trouble is your transportation. Like, hang on, it gets better. And it did. And we have, you know, we have a great scenario, thank God now, right? But as you're in the middle of it, it doesn't feel so great. And I would imagine there were at least some moments of fear. Again, you're having this not like identity crisis. That sounds so dramatic, but it is true to a sense where you're like, you're no longer a wife. Your youngest is now leaving. So you're kind of not really responsible for anyone other than yourself on the day to day. They're off doing their thing. You know, what were the early days like where did you just sort of sit around and stare at the walls and ponder what color to paint them? Like, what were, I think people really need to know, like, it's okay to just.
It absolutely. Be gentle with yourself, and anything that feels good, do it. And if it doesn't feel good, that's okay too, because it's not always going to feel good. That is part of that whole process, is you're going to have times where you feel lost, where you feel isolated, where you feel, I mean, I think when a marriage breaks down, you lose doesn't always happen, but you can lose a whole chunk of social friends as well. Yeah. So you don't it's not just the marriage that ends, it's everything that came with that coupledom or coupleship or whatever, you know, like for myself, you know, I my ex was a golfer. And so just to sort of spend some more time with him, I picked up golfing to be golfing with him, even though it doesn't matter. Anyway, I did that. And so when the marriage broke down, I felt like that was something that was his thing, and I thought I needed really to pull back from that because that was his thing. We have, a very tiny community, and I just thought, I don't want to be in the club rooms and the golf club when he's there. Like, that felt awkward, and I just went, okay. That's just a tiny example of a whole chunk of my, a lot of my social kind of connections with the lady golfers, for example. And I could have navigated it. I could have. But right in that moment, it didn't feel right. And then you get to a point where you're a few years post now, and then it gets too hard to sort of pick it up again and go, it's just, I think that was, it just clearly wasn't meant for me, and that's okay. But there is also that side of things where a lot of your, your social supports might well be disrupted or reorganized post separation. That's a real thing.
Yeah, well, we've seen that happen with a lot of our friends as well. It's like, I think nature does have an amazing way of stepping in, and excuse me, in some cases it was, we got busy and just failed to stay in touch. And so one of them would reach out to us, and that's sort of how we reconnected. And so we kind of became their friend, not the spouse's friend. And but it's very difficult for everyone involved. So I think it's important to touch on it. So through this whole, rebirth.
Absolutely.
You also delivered, became a mother again of Breathe and Blossom.
I did. So actually Breathe and Blossom, whilst I now, my focus is very much on doing that health and lifestyle coaching with women who are kind of in that moving into the second half of their lives. It didn't start that way, Colleen. It actually started as an essential oil candle business. And so when people, I still certainly have and still love creating my essential oil candles, but it's not the kind of main focus of my business. I still love it. I'm still passionate about why I started that side of it. But to me, it seemed like having had no business experience, zero, and in fact, never really had a burning desire to become a business owner. It was never something, had you asked me 15 years ago, I would never in my wildest dreams have thought that I would be a business owner. It was just never on the list of one day I'd like to do things. Never. However, as I said, deep in that kind of year of reflection examining and exploring the possibilities that were now open to me, I did or had previously kind of reconnected with my love for essential oils and all of the incredible health and wellness benefits that these little potent bottles of magic can bring to my life or to everyone's lives. And I really got quite passionate just simply about sharing what essential oils can do for your whole mind, body and spirit kind of, holistic supports. So I sort of got really passionate about sharing that to begin with. Then I started examining or exploring other more creative ways that I could incorporate, or we could incorporate, essential oils into daily lives. I started running. Oh no, that's what was later. So anyway, I came up with the idea of incorporating essential oils into candles and making them. And that's where I started. I thought, who doesn't love a candle? And what a lot of people don't know is that the candles, even the expensive ones that we buy from retail outlets, are actually chock full of nasty chemicals. And those nasty chemicals, namely fragrance, can have such a disastrous impact on our health. And I got really passionate about that message as well. And so I thought, well, this is the perfect solution. Let's get to it. Let's make some essential oil candles and put them out into the world and see what happens. And that's really how Breathe and Blossom began.
I love it. Well, as you mentioned it, I remembered to pull the banner up since I'm terrible at remembering that, but 27 different essential oils, and you can find the link here on the screen, and it's also going to be in the show notes. But you can certainly check out the inventory. Now, my husband listens to every single episode, or so he says. So, so Steve, if you're listening to this one, I need you to text me Brussels sprouts. That's going to be the code word, and I'll know you listen to this episode. So he's going to ask you to create one that masks the smell of Brussels sprouts, because I eat Brussels sprouts every single day. I'm addicted to them. I don't know why. I was completely traumatized by them as a child, but they
I was too stink.
They stink up the house when I make them. And he's like, somebody needs to create a candle, and that thing would fly off the shelf. So there's your action item, Becky, if you choose to accept it.
Right. Okay. Well, that's such a fascinating one. Like off the top of my head, I would sort of suggest something citrusy and even sort of maybe like a peppermint, so a wild orange and peppermint, essential oils in the diffuser, perhaps drop in some frankincense as well to sort of add some depth there. That would, I imagine, would really, really help masking the smell of Brussels. And I feel for your husband. I really do, because
he's not even here when I'm making them, but they're around. Like tonight when he walks in, because I made them today, I guarantee you he's going to be like, boom, right in the face. But so the cinnamon one I had going, not your top suggestion, because that's what I had cinnamon.
No, probably,
the last time I tried lavender, and lavender was like wretched.
Oh, no good. Okay. I think this is actually really important to note, is that the potency of your essential oils is going to, is going to be impacted by the quality. So always make sure that when you're reading your ingredients on your essential oils, that you are in fact getting 100% pure essential oils, and there's nothing in there that might dilute it, such as a carrier oil. Because if there's something else in there, then you're not going to get, you're not going to get the therapeutic benefits, and you're just not going to get that potency. So it's good. It's actually a really good point, Colleen, to make sure that everyone goes and has a look at their little bottles of essential oils and makes sure that they're labeled with the name, like the common name and the Latin name, and that there's nothing else in their bottle.
I think that is brilliant advice, and I hope he was listening and took notes, because he is he usually picks up the various oils that we use. So let him add it to his list. So
can I know it's not really what we're going to talk about, but what do you do with the Brussels sprouts? Like, how do you prepare them and eat them and enjoy them when they're such a wretched veggie?
I just roast them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I just roast them.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes a little balsamic vinaigrette, but most times not. I have a bunch of food allergies, so my stomach can be a little testy. So I'll usually put like kosher salt on there, maybe a little bit of cheese just for a little bit of fun. But yeah, generally pretty plain. I love them. I've eaten them every day for like 3 years. I can't explain why. It doesn't make any sense, but I love them.
Right. Well, I mean, that's enough reason, isn't it? If you love them. And you know, when you're onto something that is a winner, then absolutely, why not have them every day?
Exactly.
Does Steve eat them as well or no?
No. I mean, on occasion, but not every day. You know, there'll be times where he'll kind of take a bite. The boys, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, it's a very traumatic childhood memory for me. Like, I shouldn't use that term in a joke because, like, obviously it wasn't really, but
well, lima beans were for me, so I understand.
I've literally never, ever, ever bought Brussels sprouts.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so when you come to visit, manifest that. I will make sure I've made them ahead of time so the house can be clear of any residue, and we'll make you whatever you want.
Righto. Excellent. That's great. Well,
yeah. You've got a fun project coming up that I am going to just guilt you into sharing because I think it's amazing. So tell us all about your latest and greatest.
All right, so I should share with you pre-show that I am in the early stages of creating some episodes for my brand new project, which is a podcast.
She said it. And
you heard it here first. Like, I've literally not shared this with anyone else. It's like it's been this little secret that I've kind of had for, well, when I'm honest, it's been this dream that I've carried with me. So I've been in business 3 years. So sort of for the past 2 years, it's been very much a could I one day do this, because I absolutely adore getting my inspiration and messages via podcasts. I love listening to them. I adore having the opportunity to be a guest on podcasts. It's something that I've really focused in on, in particularly in the last year, is having the opportunity to share and be interviewed by, you know, all of the incredible hosts that align with my messaging. And so, yeah, I set a goal, which was set back in October, that by April I will have launched my podcast.
I love it. Yay, congratulations. So it's going to launch in April. That's probably when this episode is actually coming out, by the way. So
right. Well,
you'll get an instant boost.
Yeah, that would be amazing, because I'm really deep in the trenches creating that really early first few episodes right at the moment. I am super excited about it. I really am. But I know I was sharing with you off air that creating the content in a new way and writing out the notes for the episodes. So mine's going to be structured where loosely at this point in time, and I'm very aware that business is a journey and things evolve and change. And so what my thought process is in terms of what my podcast is going to look like right now may very well change, and it could change quite rapidly. I don't know. But at this point, my plan is that there will be an episode a week. Three episodes will be solo, where I'll be sharing my message, and then one per month will be a guested episode, where I'll have someone chatting about, you know, all of the things that I am so, so passionate about, and having their opportunity to share. Yeah.
I love it. Congratulations. That's so exciting. You have said it out loud. You guys, it is happening. And like I said, you'll probably get a boost, because this will probably come out, I think, at the end of April or so. I don't know. I'm trying to look at my schedule, but of course.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm the wrong version. Anyway, and so no one will listen to it unless you share the name.
Oh, right. Correct. That is true. That is true. So the name of my podcast is Blossoming Beyond.
Blossoming Beyond with Becky Freeman.
That's exactly what it's called. And that is really, I think that really captures my overarching message is that, you know, as women in this second half of life, all things are possible. And all an evolution of ourselves, you know, there is just so much possibility and spaciousness for creating our life by design in that second half. You know, I think that we get to choose.
Yeah, amen to that. So I am so happy for you. I'm just going to share your Instagram here if I can get my mouse working. Folks can follow you on Instagram. It's at breathe._and_blossom. We'll have that in the show notes too. But I just wanted to, you know, share it out loud so you didn't think those were typos or missed the dots anywhere. So you can follow Becky on Instagram if you're following me. She's following me. I'm following her. You can find her that way, right? It's all in the show notes, as well as the essential oils. Becky, I'm so thankful to have you on the show today. Any parting words before we wrap?
I think probably my message would be just if it's on your heart as a woman who is perhaps, you know, moving into that time of life, I would just really, really encourage you to take the leap. It's never too late, okay? It's never too late to follow your passion or something that might have been on your heart for a period of time. Do it. Just do it. That's Nike. I think that's taken. But anyway.
That's okay. They didn't listen. I promise. Just do it. I love it. Thank you, Becky. That's another episode of Joy Unleashed. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel, Just Do It, and you'll never miss an episode. Well, that was a great episode with Becky Freeman, and please check out her new podcast, definitely. I think Blossom and Beyond, I think it's going to be a really great and very special show. One of the things we were talking about is that she had that thought about that show for about 2 years before she was able to take action. For whatever reason, doesn't matter. But the point being, that dream, that thought, that feeling was implanted in her. And what that means is when that is implanted in you, it means it's out there for you to get. So don't ignore that feeling and don't allow the limiting beliefs of, I could never do that. Who's going to listen to it? I couldn't possibly. It's too much work. I don't know the software, the technology. I do. Other people do, right? Just reach out, ask. It's actually not that hard. And we're talking about a very specific topic, but anything you're trying to do, there's somebody out there that has the experience that is more than willing to send the elevator back down and equip you with the knowledge you need to get it done. So listen to your intuition, listen to that thought that has been implanted in you and go get it. Thank you for tuning in to Joy Unleashed. As always, it's my honor to be your host and joyologist, Colleen Greco. Follow me at The Colleen Greco on Instagram for daily motivation and inspiration. And don't forget to leave my show a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, sisters.